KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Kids growing up in the Bay Area have access to more than a dozen science museums and zoos, but in much of the state, those opportunities don't exist. With science programs getting trimmed in schools, that leaves many kids with little access to hands-on science. KQED's Amy Standen introduces us to one man who wants to change that.
Dan Sudrand grew up a good Jewish kid in Kansas City, Missouri. He followed the rules, went to college, law school, but he says there was always a sinking feeling that he wasn't really cut out for the world he'd been born into.
To me, childhood, I couldn't really figure out what I was or what I was supposed to be. I didn't go to college because I wanted to. It's because, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
In fact, it wasn't until his late 30s that Dan finally had his revelation. It happened in a garage. He had started taking apart electronics, collecting bones from the beach. In school, science had held no interest for him at all. But in the real hands-on world, it turned out to be the thing he'd been missing all along.
My life is immeasurably better since I've gotten into science.
And this gave Sudrand an idea. What if he could give kids the same experience that he had waited 30 years to discover? A local college donated some space, and soon enough, a small nonprofit organization called Community Science Centers was born. The idea was to be the opposite of a big science museum.
It's your own garage, your own dream garage, in the sense that it's just a bunch of stuff that you can play around with without being nervous that the curator's going to have a nervous breakdown. There are no curators.
Today, there are 5 community science centers around the state, funded by private grants. One is in Greenfield, about 30 miles south of Salinas. It's a farm town, lettuce, broccoli, apricots, and mostly Spanish-speaking.
Come in.
The center is one room in the back of the former Greenfield City Hall. Every inch is crammed with stuff. Bones, microscopes, fossils, power tools, a turtle, and a snake. And above all, there's noise, a lot of noise. Jose, he's in middle school, is building a submersible robot.
Submarine type of thing. It's like runs on like little engine things that would spin.
Someone's strumming a guitar. And an 11-year-old named Eduardo is scooping tadpoles out of a bucket of pond water to look at under a microscope.
We have to take it out of the water.
Meanwhile, spread out on the floor, some older kids trim the outlines of a future hot air balloon. And then there's the ever-appealing, though not terribly scientific, Casio keyboard. Running this place costs about $50,000 a year, paid for by a grant from Bechtel and the Packard Foundation. But Sudrand says grants themselves can be sort of a mixed blessing. For instance, not long ago, he came across a stranded gray whale on a beach near his house in Pescadero.
It was lifted up by the tide high on the beach, and it was completely recoverable.
Sudrand has a permit from the National Marine Fisheries Service to collect specimens, and he thought that the whale bones would make a good teaching tool. It would have been nice to get some funding for this project, he said, but there was no time.
We just did it. I mean, just say, these bones are going to be lost. I'm not going to waste time writing a grant. I mean, it's always...
So he got some volunteers to pull up the bones, then brought them back to his backyard, where he alone spent months cleaning them. Now he brings the entire skeleton to schools, where kids can put it together.
It's always, well, what's the budget for this activity? There ain't no budget. No time for a budget. We just got to go do it.
The dream, he says, is to take this model all over the state.
There's so many other places I could just reel them off. Oxnard, Bakersfield, El Centro. We don't want our place to be any bigger. We want more of them.
The small Southern California desert town of Coachella is in the works. So is Vallejo, and he hopes, Daly City. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Support for Quest is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.